Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies profiled. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Corey and I are starting right now with a real star in the business, Rick Rule. Rick is one of the most brilliant individuals when it comes to the resource sector and also very, very intelligent when it comes to comments about the conventional markets. Rick, you're going to be doing a conference along with Stansberry and Sprott Canada, for lack of better terms, in Vancouver this coming week. Tell us a little bit about it.
It's a natural resource conference. It's the 21st year that the conference has gone on in its current location. We have the unhumble goal of making it the finest natural resource conference on the planet, and I think we're well on the way to doing that. The conference will address two pretty simple questions. How will the current bear market in both precious metals and in natural resources, respectively, resolve itself? And what is the best way that investors can prepare themselves both for what remains of the bear market and in terms of maximizing the capital appreciation in the upcoming bull market? Al, you've been in these markets long enough to know that bear markets are the cause of bull markets and bull markets are the cause of bear markets. And understanding the resolution of the current bear market, and I draw the distinction between precious metals and natural resources, is one important part of the function of this conference. The other is how to position yourselves to maximize the returns in the upcoming bull market. One of our slogans is, you have survived the pain, why don't you hang around for the gain? And the nature of this conference is to prepare investors for both functions.
Rick, can you quickly get into some of the speakers that people should be excited for and that I know Al and I are excited for at the conference?
Yeah, absolutely. It's important to note that this conference is very much attendee-driven. We hand out attendee evaluation forms, and then we follow up on the wonderful free ideas that our attendees give us. And the most important idea that they gave us last year is that they wanted more CEOs to speak, but not any kind of CEO, rather CEOs that still run the companies that they started. And they want an exposition of the lessons that the CEOs have learned building the companies that is useful for investors to determine in terms of choosing investments in small companies that could become large. So we have Randy Smallwood, who was part of the team that built Silver Wheaton from an idea to a $6 billion market cap. We have David Harquail, who helped build Franco Nevada from a 35-cent stock to the company that it is today. We have, of course, Robert Friedland, who has been a serially successful entrepreneur. So one of the things that really I think is important is that in addition to having the world's best analysts and experts and editors present, we will have company executives who have been part of the process where the rubber meets the road at creating value for shareholders. We will have bullish commentators. On the other hand, we will have Jim Rickards, maybe the ultimate global bear. We try and present every possible useful viewpoint, but we don't try and do it from the position of being all things to all people. We are, without fail, interested in precious metals and natural resource markets exclusively. And the big picture commentators will be talking about the big picture, but with regards to our own sector.
Rick, you made a comment earlier having to do with the bull market that's going to be following this absolutely abysmal bear market that we're in right now. Why do you think that's going to happen? And give us some idea of time frame, would you?
Well, time frame is, of course, the question everybody's asking me, and I'm old enough to avoid that question as well as I possibly can. I will tell you, Al, that bear markets resolve themselves one of two ways. That's through demand creation or through supply destruction. It's the interplay at the margin between supply and demand that sets price. The resolution of a bear market through demand creation is a function of both economic recovery, which I don't see, and the increased utility afforded by consumers of goods that is a consequence of their lower pricing. It does not look to me like this bear market resolves itself through demand creation. So it's a market that will have to resolve itself through supply destruction. Supply destruction takes a longer time. The industry has to produce goods below their cost of production for long enough that they have capitalized enough of the surplus generated through the prior cycle that they have to shut down productive capacity. This is precisely the way that the last bear market, the 1998 to 2002 bear market, ended. We shut in enough productive capacity that the interplay between supply and demand was resolved in very sharp order. It's worth noting, Al, that demand creation bear markets resolve themselves more quickly, but the upside is more muted because productive capacity hasn't been destroyed. When supply destruction bear markets resolve themselves, they resolve themselves in the very violent way that we saw resolved in the 2002 to 2006 time frame. It's also worth noting to your listeners that the resolution in this market will likely be different for precious metals relative to industrial materials. I think the industrial materials bear market that we're involved in now, oil and gas, base metals, iron, coal, could take another 3 years to resolve themselves. I think that the upturn that we'll see in those markets when they occur will be extraordinarily violent as a consequence. With regards to precious metals, I see the dynamics being somewhat different. I see the resolution of the precious metals and the precious metals equities bear markets taking place simply in the context of their pricing in U.S. dollar terms. I see the U.S. dollar as the global hegemon, if you will, in the economy, and I see that hegemony continuing. I don't see gold, silver, or platinum and palladium replacing the U.S. dollar. What I see them doing is losing less badly. Again, very similarly to what they did in the year 2000. When will this occur? I don't know. But I think an interest rate rise in the United States will be an important determinant of precious metals pricing. I think that the first interest rate rise has been priced into both the U.S. bond market and the gold price. If that interest rate rise can be followed by a second interest rate rise successfully, that will be damaging to the gold price and the precious metals price. If, by contrast, one interest rate rise is all that the Fed can engineer, or if that interest rate rise does enough damage to the U.S. 30-year mortgage market and to the prices of equities in the S&P 500 or the U.S. bond market, and if that interest rate rise is rescinded, I think that the gold price will truly surprise all of us to the upside. Notice, Al, however, that I use the word if. That will be the resolution, in my suspicion.
In light of the fact that there are so many variables out there, I think that's the main reason, Rick, that people need to attend conferences like yours, and one of the main reasons that people need to be as informed as they possibly can and as nimble as they possibly can. I mean, I think when an action looks like it really needs to be taken, people need to jump on that one right away, don't you think, Corey?
I agree with that, and I think the overall takeaway here is people need to be aware of the major stories in the investing world, one being when and how the U.S. is going to go through an interest rate rise, because they're definitely still talking down that road, and two, what inflation is doing, whether we are in inflationary period, a deflationary period, or a stagflation right now. Inflation or deflation is going to rule the game when we come, I think, into next year. Rick, always appreciate your time. Everybody, stick around. We're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Alrighty, welcome back. Continuing with the first hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Corey and I are chatting right now with Dr. Postma, known euphemistically as Doc on our website. He's a regular contributor on a daily basis to our daily editorial. He's a very, very bright technician. And we're going to talk a little bit about his views on long-term outlook for both the conventional markets, the U.S. dollar, oil, and precious metals. Doc, let's start out with the conventionals.
Well, the conventionals, you know, as I talked about, you're starting to see divergences in these charts that we haven't seen in weeks to months to years. And that tells me that we're at an inflection point where we're going to get a correction. And the question then becomes, how big of a correction? And I think that's very important because there are some that feel it'll be a short correction and then we go to new highs. But that's not necessarily baked into the cake. And so when you look at your exposure and what you want to do, you're going to have to be a little bit careful going ahead with conventional markets as we move into the fall. Because I think that they've been kind of inversely proportioned to the precious metals as well. And so whatever happens to them, we could see actually a positive for the metals market going forward. But also a lot is going to depend on the dollar. Because if the dollar moves higher, it's going to be very negative for the conventional market because the multinationals are already having trouble, and Apple kind of signaled that in their earnings talk just recently. And their forward guidance wasn't the greatest. So the dollar is going to have a big role for the conventional market also going forward.
Quick comment on Apple's earnings that we saw. They actually didn't surprise me simply because I think this whole iPhone watch, whatever it's called, is not quite the success or game changer that a lot of people were hoping for it to be. That's just my opinion, though. And my quick question to you on the conventional markets is, what would you consider a healthy correction or a very concerning fall in the market? Is there a threshold that you have in mind?
We haven't even seen a 10% correction in how long. That would be positive if you're going to buy on the dip and you really feel that that's going to be the end of the correction at 10 to 15%. Some people would say 20% right in that ballgame. But as long as we've moved up in this market and the longer we stay up here, the odds become greater, Corey, that when you get a correction, it's not just a correction. And that is the beginning of a real bear market again. I would say most people would say 10 to 20% is correction, and beyond that, you're talking about the resumption of the bear market, actually.
Let's get into the energy sector real quick. Where do you see it going, Doc?
Oil's going lower, and I've said that repeatedly since it first had its first down leg. It's very vulnerable. It's about ready to start its second down leg here, Al. And it's just started, and you can expect it to move lower along with a lot of the other commodities that people follow. We've got a ways to go in that yet, and I would say, well, to the end of the year and into the first part of next year. And then I think oil settles out, but oil definitely is going to move down here further.
Doc, you already mentioned the U.S. dollar. I want to revisit that quickly because I think that is a main driver in not only the commodities, but then also in the conventional markets in the U.S. Do you have a long-term outlook when it does continue trading in this range, as you have called for a little bit? And then right after that, I want to get into whether this is all a deflationary period of time, simply because a lot of what you're saying is watch out for corrections pretty much everywhere.
That's correct. And I think the only thing that's still holding up, Corey, here is the conventional market. If even the conventional market goes, it could be that the bond market may move up again and double top or even move up a little bit more just out of the fear that everything else is headed down. But that's the way that has happened in the past. But counterintuitively, you could actually, if the conventional market rolls over, you might have the bond market roll over. And also, you might have, ultimately, the U.S. dollar roll over. Because if the conventional market goes, people, for the first time, might question the narrative that our economy is good. And if they start questioning that, That puts the U.S. dollar at risk, and it puts the bond market at risk, in my view.
I want to talk a little bit about the other side of the coin. We talk about the markets potentially imploding, and maybe that's too strong a word, but we talk about the markets correcting significantly here in the potentially relatively near future or what have you. That doesn't necessarily mean the end of the world. That doesn't necessarily mean that people have to really pull out and, you know, hide in their bunkers or whatever. What would you be looking at, given the fact that you feel the markets are going to correct? Where are you looking right now, Doc?
Well, I'm looking at dividend-bearing stocks, and I own one, and I've mentioned that yet on your program, that it has done significantly well, and I think will continue to do significantly well. And then I look at things like Chris has mentioned, and those are the security section is another good section to look at. And, of course, the consumer product area generally does well on a down market, or it holds its own. People always have to buy food. They have to buy other things. So generally those areas stay up. And the other thing I would be looking at is if the conventional market starts to correct here, is we're going to have that last down leg on the oil sector. And we're getting close to a bottom there, and it's going to afford a lot of opportunities to people in the energy space, Al. And that goes along with ultimately the resources and the precious metals. Although I think this time around, when they seek their bottom, it's going to take a while for them to start another up leg, because once again, we've got a real problem with governments around the globe as far as their debt, in the fact that it's going to be hard for them to spend more money unless they wanted to go into greater debt.
I think the overall takeaway here, Doc, is that while people do see weakness in the markets, it does not mean the end of the world. There will still be markets even after a fall or a crash, whatever you want to call it, and there will be opportunities for people to put their money in. Right now, it's a good time to be a bit on the defensive side. Make sure that you do have a high cash position and know the stocks that you think will do well when we do see these falls, because there's no guarantee of a massive fall. And I think even if there is a massive fall, then you need to be aware of what the central bank's plan is moving forward, because they still have a couple tricks up their sleeve. And that's why I think that, first of all, the markets aren't necessarily, well, they're not going to end, that's for sure. They're still going to be around, but there will be sectors that do find all this cash that has been floating and sloshing around, which has helped these markets move sideways, even when we've seen down and weak earnings. Doc, thanks for your time. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back with John Kaiser.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing, and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission, and my resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Alrighty, welcome back. We have another very interesting newsletter writer with us, John Kaiser. John has been on the show many, many times before. John has a great newsletter called the Kaiser Bottom Fishing Report. John, you're kind of going in a bit of a different direction right now for your readers, although you are very definitely staying in the resource sector. Can you explain that to us?
The resource sector is undergoing a capitulation washout right now. Gold's dropped below 1,100 is the trigger. It's all premised on the idea that the United States economy is flourishing. It needs higher interest rates. Higher interest rates imply a stronger U.S. dollar. And then there's concern that that stronger U.S. dollar will hurt American imports and actually cause the U.S. economy to go down again, which will simply make everything worse for the entire world, and that we're heading into some sort of a major recession, probably possibly even a depression. And of course, neither scenario is particularly good for gold. But I'm of the view that this rising of interest rates is exactly what's needed to really jumpstart lending within the American economy to ordinary people, get consumption rising on a broader base than rather the groups that benefited from all the quantitative easing in the past 5 years. And I think the big surprise will be that when interest rates rise, the U.S. dollar will go down, which it has done in all of the beginning of tightening cycles in the past 30 years, except for one. And that could be our surprise turnaround for gold. There's nothing we can do in the meantime as resource funds undergo redemption runs. That's what a capitulation washout is. I do not recommend on your favorites dumping them and trying to be clever and buy it back lower. I would just say dump the loser companies that can't handle maybe another 6 to 12 months of misery, but use that capital to be prepared for some serious bottom fishing in August, and then watch for an interest rate rise in September that doesn't have the negative effect on gold, because I think everything's already anticipated in the behavior we're seeing right now.
John, I am along the same lines, or a number of the same lines as you right there. I do think that an interest rate rise is coming. I don't necessarily think it will be in September. I think it might be more around the October time frame, which would be pretty much the same time when they started the taper for the QE program. I think the Fed has a playbook that they have shown to us before, this slow and gradual move, and they have been prepping the markets, continuing to tell people, look for or pay attention to what we do in terms of regularity rather than when we do it the first time. That being said, you are right that that we have seen the dollar index not necessarily react the way that people think it should when a tightening process has been enacted. That being said, if money does start being lent out to the average individual and investor out there, I think that would be good to potentially get some new eyes and new money into the gold sector. Now, with all that being said, do you think this leads to some sort of inflation that the Fed has stated it wants to get back to a reasonable 2% level?
Yeah, the velocity of the money supply is at an all-time low, but that could reverse quite quickly. And, of course, velocity of money is the turnover of money, people spending money, exchanging it for goods and services. And I think a broad-based upwelling of spending activity helped by lending will also create this virtuous circle where corporations, which are sitting on a couple $1 trillion, using it to buy back their own shares and not really investing because they do not see a credit expansion that drives a broad-based consumption growth, then we can start seeing them moving back in. And, of course, that strengthens the will of the banks to lend because they can see job security growing. And, of course, that will eventually create inflationary pressures. But they want this economy to get back to an organic growth. What we had until September when they said, okay, we're going to cut back this quantitative easing, we had a sick economy on an intravenous feed, and they knew they had to withdraw that. I remember in the Cambridge conference in September in Toronto last year, almost all the panelists were all wringing their hands. Well, this means the collapse of this fake economy, this fake bull market that we have. None of that happened. The economy has actually strengthened. But it now needs the normalized interest rates to function as a properly growing economy. And I think it's the United States that's going to lead all these emerging markets back out of their funk, because it is still the world's biggest economy. And the mantra in the last sort of 8-9 years has been that America is this great big fading economy. Well, it may be becoming smaller in relative terms, but it's still chugging along as the biggest economy, and it'll be some time before China catches up.
Well, I think I would probably go along to an extent with that statement, but I'd like you to tell me how you feel the United States is a strong economy right now, how it's getting stronger.
Well, the United States has still the biggest GDP of it's at $17 trillion compared to, I think, China's $10 to $12 trillion. India is a pitiful $2 trillion, and then we have all these hopes that India is going to be the driver of the next super cycle. But the United States economy are growing at somewhere between 2 and 3, maybe 3.5%, will keep at leading the rest of the world's economies in terms of growth. What is the nature of the growth? That's probably what you mean. Does the United States have a proper basis? Are they mining stuff, making stuff? I do think there is a reshoring process underway. China's costs have risen. They're invoking environmental policies to end the era of them being the world's toilet for everybody else's pollution so that everybody else can have cheap goods. And China is resistant to automation. We see Taiwan's Foxconn now looking to India to move its labor-based manufacturing operations because there is tough resistance to automation. But here in America, automation is now what it's completely accepted. You build a factory here, yes, it will not be like it was in past decades with a lot of blue-collar workers. In fact, it'll be more of a sort of technical workers running all the machinery, keeping it humming. So I think that trend is underway. There is still the bigger question, what are ordinary people, youngsters, supposed to do that counts as productive so that they can then have income to spend and keep this whole consumer whirlwind going? That's a question I don't have an answer for, and is one that I'm very, very interested in.
Well, yeah, I think most of us are, no question about it. John, we're almost out of time here. You're going to be speaking at the Sprott Stansbury Conference next week. What day are you going to be speaking there?
I'm speaking on Thursday. The general talk is in the morning, and then my specific examples talk is in the afternoon. And I'll be looking at the juniors from a security of supply perspective, different angles that you can use to identify small sectors and specific companies. I think it's going to be a long time before we have a general bull market in the resource sector, but there will be there will be good opportunities for individual stocks which are driven by their own story and with a greater focus on the fundamentals of the company, not so much on where the trend is for copper or for gold or anything like that. And that's also, I'm going to be trying to get people to pay attention to discovery exploration again, because we are almost back to where we were in 1983, facing two decades of trendlessness for metals. This time around, it'll be a shorter period, but I think we're back into a discovery exploration window if you care about resource juniors.
I think a lot of people would agree with that, quite frankly. I think Rick would go along with what you're talking about, as he seemed to do that in the preceding segment when he was there. Okay, folks, listen, we're going to be listening to John. We'll be interviewing John at the Sprott Stansbury Conference next week. Hope to see as many of you there as possible.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
A national crisis is here, and most people are not ready. If you could not leave home, how well would you fare? We've been told for years to have a supply of food stored, but the reasons may be different than you think. Infectious disease, domestic terrorism, and government regulations can and will prevent you from going to the store. If you've ever considered getting a supply of food, now is the time. Call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. We're going to talk about a very, very pressing political issue right now. I guess a political issue is the wrong way to put it. Geopolitical issue. We have Glenn Downs on the line with us right now. Glenn is the chief of staff for Congressman Walter Jones of North Carolina. Glenn has been involved in the Washington, D.C. scene for an awful lot of years right now. Glenn is also a very bright individual, and we kind of go to Glenn as our go-to individual for getting opinions on what is happening, emanating from, for lack of better terms, the capital of our country. Glenn, the big deal right now continues to be the agreement that the executive branch pushed through with Iran and six other countries. How do you feel about that? Do you think, is that a good deal for the United States or a bad deal for the United States? And is it a good deal for the rest of the world? How do you feel about this?
Well, that's a pretty complicated question, and I'm not trying to dodge it, but it's because, let's start with one thing. I'm a great believer in the Constitution, and I firstly believe that the deal as it's structured, violates the Constitution. So that's problematic for me in that this is a treaty as far as I'm concerned, and the Constitution explicitly says that treaties need to be subject to ratification of two-thirds of the United States Senate. But They've tried to get this structured in a way that they try to avoid that requirement. And frankly, they got a big chunk of the U.S. Senate to go along with that. So what ended up happening is this deal was structured this way, which basically has Mr. Obama proposing an agreement and that the Congress would have to do a resolution of disapproval, which I think would happen. I think there's clearly going to be a majority in both houses of Congress against the Iran deal. Then Obama will veto this resolution of disapproval, which means that both houses would have to vote to override the veto. So we go from instead of two-thirds of the Senate having to ratify a treaty, if one-third plus one of one House will stand with Mr. Obama on this deal, the deal stands. So that's procedurally how it's going to be handled. Now, once Obama had submitted the deal to Congress here, I guess it was last week, not the week that we just ended, but the week before, a clock started ticking as a 60-day clock. So it will be dealt with voted. These votes will happen in Congress in September after Congress returns from the August district work period. They're all back in their country. So that's consequential because people that are, they feel strongly about this deal are going to be getting to these individual members of Congress, the House and the Senate, when they're back home in their states and in their districts over August. So I think there's a lot of drama yet ahead of us. And again, the question is not will Congress, as far as I'm concerned, will Congress disapprove of what Obama has proposed, but can Obama get one-third of one House, most likely it'd be the House of Representatives, to stand with him? Can he get the Congressional Black Caucus? Can he get liberals? Can he get Democrats that want to preserve his legacy, for example, to stand with him, regardless of the merit of the deal one way or the other? So that's the politics and the procedure of the thing. I don't personally know. I'm very skeptical of the Iranians. I don't think they're as bad as everybody wants to say they are, but they are not great people. And if nothing else, think about their optics when they had, after this, the agreement was announced. They didn't even have the good taste to wait until the vote was over before the Ayatollah was saying that they're going to overrun America and death to America and death to Israel and all that. So if you're trying to get this bill, that tells me they think they're pretty confident that the Obama veto, prospective veto, will be upheld, because that's just blatant in your face taunting, if you will. But we keep hearing of additional side agreements that are understandings that have been reached between, say, the department, as part of the Obama administration, but say between the Department of Defense and Iran and other parties. And we're not quite sure what they are, and I guess people haven't seen them, so it's a real mess in some ways.
Glenn, I know this is kind of a hard question to answer, but in your eyes, if this deal does go through, does it make the world, or at least the U.S., a somewhat safer place, or will you have these other groups that are opposed to this deal almost become more angered and do something about it potentially?
Well, the argument, as you guys know, is that Iran is enriching uranium, and while that uranium is not at anything resembling what we use for a bomb, it could be further enriched up to the point that it would be military, like weapons-grade uranium. And so one way to prevent them from doing that, from being able to enrich it, is to get them to agree in a treaty or agreement like this, that they won't develop a bomb, and they will open their way to an inspection regime, and the International Energy Agency, IAEA, and the United Nations and others are all involved in that as well. And in return for agreement to inspections and to not developing weapons, the rest of the world would be agreed to their having this nuclear weapons program. This nuclear development program for allegedly peaceful means. And of course, the problem comes down to people think, hey, you can't trust these guys. If you do, if they say it and they mean it, they can flip the switch and in no time, you know, get this stuff up to weapons grade, and we're being played for patsies. And I'm not a real expert in this. But there's something about the politics of this. I do know that people who are concerned about Israel, and that's not just Jews here in the United States, but there are Christians or other people that believe that Israel is kind of an outpost of civility in an otherwise uncivilized part of the world frequently. I think that they're apoplectic about this. So they are working overtime. I've personally seen the Israeli ambassador to the United States in the halls, walking the halls of Congress. There have been citizen groups that are no doubt coordinated, you know, coming into congressional offices like ours, arguing against this. All sorts of briefings are being set up. And the Republican leadership in the House of Representatives is absolutely dead set on doing what they can to defeat this arrangement. They've set up briefings, like for John Kerry, for example, to come in and brief members of Congress. But they've also set up briefings for people who are really opposed to this agreement to come in as well. And that's not usually the case. Usually when the Republican leadership's got a position on something here in the House, and members get briefed frequently only by one side, the side that agrees with the leadership. But this time we do see Mr. Kerry and the administration getting a chance to make their case, but boy, they aren't going to go quietly into the good dark night over this one.
Well, no, I mean, the situation with Israel has always been incredibly volatile ever since 1948, 1949. It's been a real thorn in the side of the world. Some people would say it's been a real positive in the side of the world, but I would say anybody in the Middle East, probably including many Israelis, would say, you know, it really has been a problem for an awful long period of time. But let me define what I mean by problem. I'm not saying that the Israelis are bad because they're the aggressor. I'm not saying that necessarily the Arabs are bad because they're the aggressor. I'm just saying it's a really bad environment. You know, I blame France and England and the United States back for even starting this thing in the first place. This was not, in my opinion, what I would call a practical, decent solution to an Israeli homeland, but that's just the way I feel about it based on what I know about that particular situation. I really have to wonder, though, and I got to say, you know, obviously Corey and I are pretty influenced by some people on both sides of this particular argument, but I would have to say, and we've only got about a minute left here, Glenn, if you don't mind, and that is, I really wonder, is Iran really that much of a problem? Are they more of a problem than a nuclear Pakistan, for example? Are they more of a problem than a nuclear India? For example, I would maintain that I don't know the answer to that question, but I would probably guess that they're probably not. Got a view?
Well, I tell you, I know we're short on time, but the thing to keep your eye on here is not just Israel's concern about the Iranians, but the Sunni Arabs are apoplectic over this. You know, believe it or not, on this one, Saudi Arabia and Israel are on the same side. And so keep an eye on that.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting situation. Okay, what do you guys out there think? Be some interesting commentary coming in, hopefully from some of our new listeners. We're going to take a real quick break for the top of the hour news, and then Corey and I are going to be back with the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlon Economics Report.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlon Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.